So assuming you're in a place where you can actually do this safely, why don't you raise your right hand? Just go ahead and raise your right hand as if you're raising your hand to ask a question. Okay, did you do that? Okay, good. Now, I'm going to raise my left hand. If you raise your right hand, notice it looks as if you're looking in a mirror. And that's called mirroring. So I would actually act as though I were mirroring you back to you. Now, if you raise your right hand and I raise my right hand, I'm actually matching you. That looks like less of a mirror, but yet I'm still doing the same thing that you are, and that's called matching in NLP. Now, the first thing you got to say to yourself is, oh no, I couldn't possibly do that because I'll get caught. But you won't get caught, I promise you, unless you're too overt about it. The best rapport occurs at the unconscious level. The best rapport occurs outside of the client's conscious awareness. So whenever you're doing processes that will lead you to rapport, whenever you're matching or mirroring, make sure that the matching or mirroring that you do is subtle, that it's outside of the client's awareness. For example, if I'm talking and I'm gesturing with my hands with big, expansive gestures, hey, you know, how's it going? And I'm moving my hands in a certain way with expansive gestures, then your gestures should be expansive, but not while I'm doing my gestures. You would use your gestures when it's time for you to talk. I've only actually had one person since I've been doing rapport, and that was very early on in my NLP days. I've actually only had one person since I've been doing rapport actually call me on matching or mirroring them. And this person said, hey, it was actually, as I remember, it was a chiropractor on Long Island, and he had actually taken an NLP training. So I was coming in to talk to him, and we were talking to him about business consulting. And I sat down and began matching and mirroring him. And when I did, he looked at me and he said, you're matching and mirroring me. I know what you're doing. And so I laughed and I said, oh, am I? And then I shifted positions. So I wasn't in the same position he was. But I must have already had rapport with him, because after a few minutes, he shifted into the state. He shifted into that same, the sitting the same way I was, the same tilt of the head, et cetera. And he was matching and mirroring me. And I looked at him and I said, see, you're doing it again. And then he said, oh, no. And he never mentioned it again. So the fact is that matching and mirroring needs to be subtle. And when you're going to do it, you want to be very subtle about it. Be very unobtrusive. If it stays outside of the client's awareness, it'll be the most effective. Now, remember one time I was staying in Anchorage, Alaska, and I really, really needed rapport, but I didn't know it till this happened. I checked into this hotel, and I'd let my office, we were doing business consulting in Anchorage for a while, and I had checked into this hotel, and I have to admit that this was not the kind of hotel that I would normally stay in. In fact, I got up to my room, and it smelled like old cigarettes, and there was a shag carpet on the floor, and you know how long it's been since anybody had a shag carpet anywhere in their house, and the shag carpet was ripped, and the chairs were ripped, and I was going, oh, no. Here I am, I'm going to talk to my clients, and I'm going to talk to them about prosperity, and I'm staying in this motel that's just awful. And I thought, well, this just won't work for me. So I grabbed my suitcase, I went back to the front desk, and I said, look, I really can't stay here, but, you know, thanks a lot. Gave them their key back and hopped in my car, and I didn't have a reservation. And it was really the busy season in Anchorage, and I didn't have a reservation, and I drove to the north. And I came to the next motel I came to, and I drove into the motel, and I got out of the car, and I walked up to the front desk, and I said, boy, I'm in trouble if I ever needed rapport, because I knew that all the major hotels were like totally booked and the place was really packed, and I knew that I was in big trouble. So I walked up to the clerk at the front desk, and I walked up the clerk at the front desk, she was bending down, had her hands on the front desk, and I matched and mirrored her with my physiology, and I talked the way I assumed she would talk. And actually did a pretty good job of approximating what her voice was, because, and I mirrored her posture. And as she looked up, I noticed that we went into rapport immediately. How did I notice that? I noticed that because I was paying attention to the skin color, the skin tonus, the breathing, the lower lip size, and the eyes, the pupil focus and dilation. So as I looked up, I noticed we went into rapport almost immediately. And I said to her, you know, I'm in big trouble. I really need a room. And she said, you know, we're really booked up. She said, but I'm going to go back and ask the manager what I can do to find you a room. So I waited. And finally she came back and she said, I found you a room, Dr. James. It's in this part of the hotel, and we're so happy to have you there. And I checked into a really nice hotel. The fact is that rapport is marvelous. It's just really a wonderful thing to know. It's great to use when you need it. It's also great to use when you simply want to get your message across and be able to communicate to people. It's something which I'm really pleased that I know. And if you use it on a regular basis, you certainly will find that your communication will improve and you'll be able to communicate virtually with anyone. If you're in selling, rapport is the end of the turnover. You know, turnover essentially happens when we can't establish rapport sufficiently with a client that we're working with. In therapy, what it means is that your clients will uncritically accept the suggestions you give them. So this is something I think that's really good to do. So I think that in the next few days and weeks, you should practice rapport, hopefully even until you come to the training. I would practice matching and mirroring people so that I know or so that I knew when I was getting into rapport with them and when I wasn't. Using your sensory acuity that you've already practiced, I hope, and using now your new rapport skills, I want you to practice so that you can establish rapport with anyone as quickly as you possibly can. So let's look and see what we're going to match or mirror. And you don't have to do all of this. You only have to do some of it or enough of it to get into rapport with someone.